Making After School Cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. This time of year, many families start making plans for their summer activities. However, for the last year and a half, things have become a lot more complicated due to the COVID pandemic. Traditionally, summer camps provide kids with things to do, help them meet new people, and learn new things. Additionally, while they're at work, camps provide parents with the knowledge that their kids are involved in a safe and positive activity. Yet, in this environment, when COVID is still a factor in decision-making, parents now have to worry that their kids' health be in safe hands when they attend summer camp. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, better known as CDC, has put out guidance for camp administrators in collaboration with local and state health officials to help lower the risk of campers being exposed to COVID-19. As a result, camp administrators now have to keep in mind these guidelines as they prepare for their summer offerings. This brings us to the subject of this week's episode, preparing for a great summer program. So to assist parents in selecting the right summer program for their kids, as well as helping summer camp staff with planning a fun, safe, and great summer, is my guest, Christian Miller. Christian has over 17 years of professional and direct experience in early education, including classroom teaching, tutoring, presenting workshops as an adult trainer, and administrative experience. She is a professional curriculum writer, developer, and self-publisher of the eTeaching Me online early childhood curriculum for parents or educators to use when teaching children aged 1 to 5 years old. She is an author of many educational resources, parenting resources, and curriculums for the early childhood audience. As an early childhood specialist and owner of an educational service company, Christian has developed various educational services and opportunities to help all children, parents, and educators. Christian, thanks for being our guest on the Making at School Cool podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing great today, and it is definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. So we're going to start off. Can you tell our listeners a brief description on why you started eTeaching Me?
Absolutely. So back in 2012, after I had received my master's degree in curriculum and instruction, I decided to just gain some insight from other parents like myself at the time, because I had just had my second child. And with an education background, I really wanted to use it. So I spoke with another parent, one of my neighbor friends who just had a child as well. And she said, "What do I do to teach my kid at home?" And it kind of put a light bulb that went off on my head to develop my curriculum. And it originally started as Love and Learn at Home. And I developed a full curriculum for parents to be their child's first teacher. And that kind of kicked off my passion of my now company, which I adopted the name eTeaching Me. And it has grown since 2012 from just being an online curriculum that's subscription-based for parents to use to teach their children to now offering educational services such as parenting coaching, workshops, educator trainings, professional development, childcare, and school consulting as a consultant for the state of Texas and a trainer. I provide those types of services as well as private tutoring services for children in this area that I currently live in and just all sorts of fun educational services. So it started from online and now it has grown to in-person and services throughout the state.
That's awesome. You know, like you said, parents are the children's first. So it's great to have a resource that they can use to help prepare their kids for attending school.
Absolutely.
Although the last year and a half has been extremely different due to COVID, for many families, there's still a need for summer activities for their kids to participate in. What would you say are some factors parents should look for when considering the type of summer program they may want their child to enroll in?
So the first thing that parents and educators and programs want to keep in mind is that parents parent with emotions because they want the best for their child. So we want to make sure that they have a secure, safe, warm environment that they trust to send their children to, especially during the time of uncertainty with the current pandemic and the past year of all the changes that have taken place for all of us. So we do want it to provide a safe, secure, trusting environment and a healthy environment that has health and safety protocols in place that parents can see, but also feel comfortable and confident in leaving their children in, such as cleaning checklists that are regularly updated. They have health and safety protocols of child well checks every morning to make sure all the kiddos, you know, are feeling good or haven't been exposed in some way. And another thing that parents really love, and this is not just during the COVID-19 times, but at any time, parents love to see organization. And there's simple things that a summer camp program to do to offer parents that sense of security in a very organized program, such as making sure that the kids do have small group opportunities where they're getting that personalization with camp counselors and coaches and teachers to offer, you know, 10 kids to one teacher at a time, or one camp coach, a counselor, to play games. And, you know, just having those smaller times to where kids can feel personable, and the parents can be reassured that their children are receiving more one-on-one or small group time care.
Since we've been dealing with this pandemic for some time now, in your opinion, when is the best time for out-of-school time professionals to start planning for their summer programs? And what new adjustments must they make because of the virus?
Well, I always recommend that when you are creating a high quality environment, pre-planning is always very important. And we don't want to procrastinate on something that has a lot of moving parts, such as summer camps. So I would recommend all programs and all leaders of those programs to start planning for summer camps early on in the year. When I ran summer programs and did vacation Bible school programs, I would always start planning in January of that year to, you know, plan the curriculum out, obviously, you know, start planning marketing strategies and getting in registrations and enrollments, and then get into more of the administrative tasks like creating the attendance sheets and the materials that the kids are going to need, and ordering supplies, and being able to create those health and safety protocol standards and the handbook policies. So all of those things take a lot of time. So we do want to start planning early on. So if they haven't already started, now's the time to get started this month, because there's a lot of things that take place in preparing a successful high quality summer camp.
My next question deals with some alterations that might have to be made with the schedules of summer programming. In your opinion, what are the main components of a good summer program? And what are your thoughts about adding virtual activities in conjunction with in-person activities?
To answer the first part of that question, main components would include health and safety protocols, a good marketing strategy to get enrollments and registrations, having plans for both large group and small group activities, and creating a schedule for summer camps that has those opportunities integrated into the schedule, which also include free play time, snacks, lunch, quiet time, maybe a emotional time where the kids get to actually reflect and talk about their emotions every day during the summer. The parents really love that too, because that helps them build that and bridge that gap from school time to summer camp time, where they're still getting that social and emotional development that the kids need, especially right now with the pandemic challenges that we're facing. Some other main components would include administrative tasks, such as creating the camp schedules, creating the registration forms and the documentation that goes along with that, creating any handbooks or policies that need to be implemented specifically for their camp programs, and of course the curriculum and an activity planning, and making sure that those plans are developmentally appropriate, engaging, fun, safe, and that the curriculum really meets a wide variety of summer fun themes or summer fun, you know, STEM activities, something that the kids can do to keep them just having fun in the summer. the second part of your question about new adjustments and the thoughts are about virtual and being able to learn in person with activities, I think that it's actually a blessing that the past year we have gotten to know the virtual activities more so than probably most of us have ever learned or done in the past before. And I think it would be cool to incorporate virtual activities into our camp programs and offer virtual summer camp. And the camp can offer a social and emotional virtual experience with a camp counselor where kids can register to join this session once a day or once a week virtually from home and still get that social and emotional support, but maybe doing virtual type online activities. There's a lot of apps and programs and YouTube videos that a camp counselor can utilize virtually through Zoom or WebEx or another virtual platform to keep the kids engaged at home. But we're also offering that camp program through our program and resource. So yes, I do agree that both in-person camp and virtual camp, being creative and innovative, is a great thing to offer.
Even though in Texas, the COVID numbers have decreased, what are some best practices staff should implement when hosting a summer program this year?
One best practice is making sure that you have the health and safety protocols and policies in place. I know that there are some fabulous resources on the CDC website, Texas licensing website for youth camp programs and child care centers, and also the American Camp Association has a checklist that is wonderful to guide leaders and program directors to really understand what health and safety protocols and policies need to be established and in place. So we want to make sure that we have hand washing signs, how to appropriately, you know, cough or sneeze signs, just any type of visual cues for the kids to identify with, to be able to refer to, of how to do best practices of keeping ourselves clean, good hygiene, how to social distance in a way that's, you know, still allowing them that social time with their friends, but also just being safe in regards to minimizing the spread of germs. So those are some good resources and advice for that specific question.
To keep parents calm, should after school professionals adjust the type of equipment or supplies they use during the summer?
I believe that that would be a good safety protocol to make those adjustments, accommodations with supplies. Some simple solutions is to plan a routine of cleaning certain supplies, utilizing your staff to do a rotation of making sure things are cleaned at specific times of the day. Another easy solution is when you are curriculum planning activities or utilizing your environmental space, think about activities that kids can do that don't require a lot of supplies and materials, so you don't have to have tons of time cleaning or tons of your staff using their time cleaning materials. Think of activities that require limited use of supplies or supplies and materials that don't require cleaning after every usage of it. And there is a fabulous activity website that camp programs can utilize and go to that is free. And it has amazing social distancing and minimal use of materials and supplies. And its curriculum plans and activities already planned out 100%. And it is called asphaltgreen.org, asphaltgreen.org. And it is a wonderful resource, again, that's free to help camp teachers and counselors and program directors just do fun social distancing activities and games with their kids. And it goes from ages kindergarten all the way through late elementary school ages. So it's a great resource. I recommend to check it out.
What are the basic safety requirements of staff? And how should they communicate this to parents?
I think it really is going to depend on the parents in their community that they're serving and the relationship that they have with those parents to begin with and how they already communicate to them. Different parents, different communities have different considerations on what works best for them. Some programs and parents communicate better in person or, you know, delivering hard copies of materials if they have a notice or a flyer or some kind of information going out. Whereas other programs and parents really like the electronic way of communication through apps or emails or text messaging. So I really think it's going to be depend on the program and knowing your parents and what they prefer. And then providing them those options of what they feel comfortable with in as far as communicating. Do they send out a survey or a poll or a questionnaire to your parents at the beginning of summer camp and say, you know, these are the options that we want to communicate with you. We want to build that relationship. We want to partner with you this summer for your child to have fun and a successful summer camp with us. You know, do you prefer phone call, text messaging, app service, in person, email, and just give them that option and get that feedback from them to build that relationship. And then I always like to tell educators and fellow people in the field working with kiddos in education that the best way to communicate with parents when you do have to have either a hard conversation or you want to communicate about your program, your policies, the certain things that are happening right now due to the COVID-19 restrictions is remember the Oreo cookie method. Always communicate to parents with positive, fact-positive type of mythology. And that means start the conversation, start the email, start the text message with a positive statement, and then get to the fact. That is, whatever you're trying to communicate with the parents, this is the policy because, this is what we are going to do to keep your children safe because of, you know, this reason. And then end that communication with a positive as well. Leave the parents feeling like they are part of your program, or leave them maybe asking them a question back to them, such as, what do you recommend or what would you like to see in our summer program that would benefit your child? So keeping that Oreo cookie method in communicating with parents is always very helpful, and the parents really learn to build trust for you.
Are there any additional things you could think of in regards to planning a great summer program?
I do want to recommend that everybody is aware of the CDC, Texas Licensing, and American Camp Association websites, that they do have some amazing checklist resources, especially for the COVID-19 pandemic. Policies, restrictions, procedures, protocols. And if for some reason you cannot find those resources on their websites, I have them already saved in my computer, and I am happy to share those with you directly. You can always reach out to me. My name is Kristen Miller. My email is eteachingme@gmail.com. And please just send me an email, and I'm happy to resend those resources or the curriculum free resource asphaltgreen.com. If you can't find it for whatever reason, just reach out and I'm happy to support you.
Kristen, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Making That School Cool podcast.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me, Michael. I really appreciate your time.
Making After School Cool.
As always, I want to thank our listeners for joining us for this episode, where our topic focused on preparing for a great summer program. Please join us for future broadcasts to continue to explore issues relevant to the out-of-school time field.